Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Richmond City Councilwoman Kim Gray back to the program. She represents the second ward in the city of Richmond. She is one of the declared candidates seeking to be mayor of Richmond. That election coming up this November. She's challenging the incumbent mayor, LeVar Stoney. And if you don't mind, I know you wanted to talk about one of the schools, a private school in the district that may not be able to open because of the violence. But I got to ask you real quick, what is your thought about Mayor Stoney getting this 24-hour security detail? I mean, you know, I don't think it's right for him to be threatened physically on a personal level. But when your house was threatened, nobody seemed to care that you were, you know, stuck with 200 people outside your home while your kids were sleeping in the house. So, I mean, it just kind of rubs me wrong that he would suddenly get a police detail and the cops didn't even show up with a car, apparently, in front of your house. I mean, what's your reaction to that?
So, I think it's less about me and LeVar, it's more about the protection that is being denied people throughout our city.
Yeah.
As these encampments and things continue to go on, a lot of police resources are being pulled in that direction. So, you know, we have shootings, we have children being shot in the city, we have things that are happening, and the response times and the number of officers available has declined. And I think it's important to note that we are less safe as a result, you know, in the whole. I'm a tough person. What impacted me the most out of the incident was my family was put in harm's way and in jeopardy. So to that respect, I do expect to have police protection when I pick up the phone to call.
Yeah, just
help.
Like any other citizen. Did you, when we talked to you the morning after this occurred, you had, tell me if I'm wrong here, you had not heard from Mayor Stoney personally. Did he ever call you and kind of talk through this, even though you're political rivals? Was there that type of conversation, just basic civility or not?
So I think he must listen to your show, because I did get a text message from him shortly after I went on your show. I had not heard from him until after I came off the show, and he said he had just been briefed about the incident. But it was kind of surprising to me that as mayor, he wouldn't have been briefed that evening when the incident occurred. It was quite significant. And if information isn't flowing that way in real time, then that's a big part of the problem.
It is. Has there been any follow-up on that? Do you feel like you are, again, not to personalize it just because you're a member of city council, but it does make you a target. And I don't mean to come off as sexist, but I am a little old-fashioned. To me, a female member of city council it has the potential to be especially vulnerable. Again, I'm not saying that in an insulting way, but I just don't like that.
I understand exactly your sentiments. I think for me, I want to feel safe driving around the city with my family, with my children, my young children. And I don't always feel safe driving around our city with my children. So I do think in that respect, the language that is being used when protesters are attacking me is a lot harsher. It's a lot uglier. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even notice it, but several of the progressives have noted it and pointed out that it's very abusive, and it's a different tone towards me than it is even with the incident that happened at City Hall with LeVar. So I think
yeah, there's a sexist, hostile kind of sexual overtone to it. I noticed that in some of the graffiti downtown, which was pretty disturbing.
Yes. So I'm concerned. I'm still getting calls, still getting threats, and you know, folks taking photographs of my family and me in our home and our yard. You know, but you know, you roll with it. I love our city. This is my city. I was born and raised here, and I think we're going to be stronger on the other side of this.
Let me ask you about this Orchard House School, which, as I understand, is right there, very close to the Robert E. Lee Monument, and they're contemplating not reopening at all, if the story that Channel 8 ran is correct, because of the gunshots and the violence that's taking place, I mean, on a street like Monument Avenue, where maybe once a year somebody was mugged up until this point. And now I drove down Monument Avenue on Friday night and was just shocked by what I saw. I mean, it was worse than anything I've seen, you know, when I lived in Manhattan. There were certain places that I knew not to go, or when I went in New York City, and I just couldn't believe it.
Well, I think I'm dating myself, but if anybody remembers Fort Apache, the Bronx, that movie, it's kind of reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
There was more gunfire over the weekend, and there was a bullet that shattered the front door of one of the residents on Monument and went through their front door. Huh. I got another email Saturday morning from a resident who's adjacent to the school. She witnessed a group of about 20 individuals, all African American. She said she was really didn't want to point out race, but wanted to make sure that it didn't get classified as white supremacist with guns. But she said they had a heated argument. Everyone was armed. At some point, they pulled guns and pointed them towards each other's heads, and she was in the line of fire inside her residence. So it's a very scary time for folks throughout the city. So I don't want to forget or neglect a number of shootings that took place in other parts of our city over the weekend, and there are families who've been feeling this for quite a long time. So
now I got to put you on the spot a little bit here, because you are running for mayor, and and when I the last time I spoke to Mayor Stoney, he was emphatic with me that his goal was to de-escalate circumstances with the police, which I think sounds nice. As I pointed out to him, at some point, when they want to escalate things with you, it's nice that you want to de-escalate, but at some point, they're going to overtake you if they don't mind escalating. What would you do differently with the circumstance, the snapshot of what's going on right now, if you were the mayor? What would be some of the things that you would do differently?
Well, I think there are so many ordinances and laws at the local, state, and federal level that are being violated on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I think that it's important to enforce those laws. I would engage and approach with the least level of force required, but you have to meet force with force. And you can't go into a situation naive to the fact that many of these individuals are heavily armed. They recovered a rifle this weekend. It had a special magazine for fast reloading. And I don't know if you saw the photographs of the weapon that was recovered in the circle after the residence was shot and the vehicle. And it was an argument between two protesters, as reported by the police. So, or two groups of protesters. I think that the situation has gotten so far out of hand, and people's lives, whether protesters or residents, are being put in jeopardy on a daily basis. And I think that that situation warrants extreme and immediate attention from the police. We've lost all of the seniors. During a COVID-19 epidemic, every senior had to be moved out of the assisted living facility at Grace and Allen, across from where the school is. There have been fly infestations down there from all of the human feces and waste that's in the streets. The school has had to hire exterminators to come and deal with the fly infestations. And not to be too graphic, but it is a serious health crisis on top of the security issues that people are facing on a daily basis. The email that I got Saturday morning about the standoff and the guns being pointed, they described a woman walking a baby in a carriage, people walking their dogs, and they were horrified when they walked up on the situation. It is only a matter of time before someone gets seriously hurt if something isn't done very quickly.
Well, it does seem like it's not getting better, and I think we need a sober assessment of that, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Next time we chat, I'd like to talk to you more about the resolutions that are before the council related to the statues, which seem to be a flashpoint for much of this, but I am out of town time. Kim Gray, the Richmond City Councilwoman who represents the second ward and who is running for mayor this fall. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.